أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And the point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made was the Quraysh of Makkah used to say that they believe in idols, worship idols, because they found their forefathers doing so. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the greatest of all forefathers, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that he was very clear about his deen, and he didn't carry on and continue on the idol worship of his father or forefathers. Another thing that they would say with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that undoubtedly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the Quraysh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage was the most noble that any human could have, and he was the best of all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they found another objection with regards to the wahi and the revelation, and that was, they would say, that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not choose any one of the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah? And here they were referring to affluence and influence. People who had influence in Makkah, people who had affluence, and not only Makkah Mukarramah, but again Ta'if was another major city in the region. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen someone of influence and affluence from Ta'if. But why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In other parts of the Quran Kareem, they also raised different objections to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fact that how is it possible that he be a human? Why wasn't he an angel? He eats like us, he drinks like us, so Allah should have chosen an angel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this kind of query that they had, this kind of objection that they had with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Nabi of Allah. Allah says, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُسِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, that they say or they ask that why this Qur'an was not revealed, عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ, upon a great man, an honored man from the two cities. The two cities refers to Makkah and to that of Ta'if. So Allah says, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ, that do they distribute the mercy of your Rabb? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it in their charge? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it in their care that they would must distribute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? Here rahmah and mercy will refer specifically to the choice of nubuwat, to the choice of who should be a Nabi of Allah and who should then deliver this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that we are the ones that distribute, we are the ones that divide between them their ma'isha, their livelihood in this material world. They don't even have, and we don't even have a choice insofar as our own rosy, our own sustenance. They also didn't have a choice insofar as their own rosy and their own sustenance. So when you don't have a choice in something that is so meager, how can you have a choice with regards to something that is so great, and that is the nubuwat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah chooses whom Allah wants to send as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is never possible. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ دَرَجَاتٍ, that insofar as material things are concerned, material wealth is concerned, we have elevated, we have raised some of them above others insofar as the degree of sustenance was concerned. And who can change that? Who can make an impoverished person rich? Who can remove the wealth from a wealthy person? Nobody can do that. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can obstruct the wealth that comes down to someone? Who can deliver the wealth that was not going to come to someone? All that is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deals with this topic of nubuwat and the choice of who will become a Nabi of Allah, just also we should remember that insofar as sustenance is concerned, it is fixed from Allah and all the other resources that Allah gives. So this also should try and stop us from having the qualities of jealousy, etc. within us, because sustenance and rosy is all ascertained and fixed by Allah Rabbul Izzat. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. So materially, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really give some people more? Allah ta'ala gives some people less. Allah says, so some may take others in service, that whilst some may become businessmen, others will be employed by them. Some will work, some will be employers, some will be employees. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs this entire system of the universe, and we will see that throughout the world it is like this. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also makes a very important reference in the world that we live in. On the one hand, we will find communism, socialism, that demands that everyone be equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that that is never going to happen. On the other hand, Islam is not rugged capitalism, that each person for himself, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought about laws, legislation, how we should earn our income, what is halal for us, what is haram for us. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the difference between Islam and capitalism. There may be a free market enterprise, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also showed us that when we earn, then we will pay our zakat. We will pay all the other dues that are on our wealth, in our wealth. So that shows that it is not total independence, or it is not total capitalism. And hence in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that also. And wa rahmatu rabbika khayrun mimma yajma'un. And the rahmah of your Rabb, the mercy of your Rabb, and that is again referring to nubuwat, is far better than what they have amassed, what they have gathered together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rosy is absolutely nothing in comparison to the nubuwat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to this, and Allah draws the comparison that when man does not have a choice insofar as his rosy and sustenance is concerned, he will never have a choice insofar as who should become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't have a choice insofar as our rosy and sustenance is concerned, then we will never have a choice insofar as the rosy and sustenance of others are concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.